The new LifeSpring Family Bible, number 3. Welcome back. I'm glad to see you here. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today, we're going to read Genesis chapters 5 and 6 and Matthew chapter 4. Have you invited your friends, tweeted, Facebooked, or sent smoke signals about the show? Let's see how many people we can get to join us on this journey through God's Word this year. Are you ready to start? Let's go. Genesis chapter 5. This is the account of the descendants of Adam. When God created man, God made man in his likeness. He created male and female and blessed them, and he named them man. At the age of 130 years, Adam became the father of a son in his own likeness and his image. He named him Seth. And after the birth of Seth, Adam lived 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Adam lived 930 years, and then he died. At the age of 105 years, Seth became the father of Enosh. And after the birth of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Seth lived 912 years, and then he died. At the age of 90 years, Enosh became the father of Canaan. And after the birth of Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Enosh lived 905 years, and then he died. At the age of 70 years, Canaan became the father of Mahalalel. And after the birth of Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Canaan lived 910 years, and then he died. At the age of 65 years, Mahalalel became the father of Jared. After the birth of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Mahalalel lived 895 years, and then he died. At the age of 162 years, Jared became the father of Enoch. And after the birth of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Jared lived 962 years, and then he died. At the age of 65 years, Enoch became the father of Methuselah. And after the birth of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years, and Enoch walked with God and then was gone because God took him. At the age of 187 years, Methuselah became the father of Lamech. And after the birth of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Methuselah lived 969 years, and then he died. At the age of 182 years, Lamech became the father of a son, and he named him Noah, and said, "He will bring relief from the work and the toil of our hands caused by the ground which was cursed by the Lord." And after the birth of Noah, Lamech lived 595 years more, and he had other sons and daughters. Lamech lived 777 years, and then he died. At the age of 500 years, Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was very hungry. When the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." But Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, and he sat him on the highest part of the temple. And he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, because it is written, he shall make his angels responsible for your care. They will hold you in their hands, so that not even your foot shall strike a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you are not to test the Lord your God." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "I will give you all of this, if you bow down and worship me." Jesus answered him, Leave this place, Satan. It is written, you shall worship and serve only the Lord your God. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and cared for him. Now, when Jesus had heard that John had been thrown into prison, he went back to Galilee. And he left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum, which is by the Sea of Galilee, near the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what the prophet Isaiah had said would be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali on the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who lived in darkness saw brilliant light, and to those who lived in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From then on, Jesus began to preach, and he said, turn from your sins, because the kingdom of heaven is near. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea because they were fishermen. He said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in a boat with their father Zebedee. They were mending their nets, and he called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father to follow him. And Jesus traveled all around Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and disease among the people. News about him spread throughout all Syria, and people brought to him everyone who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, those who were demon-possessed, those who had epilepsy, and those who were paralyzed. He healed them all. People from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and across the Jordan followed him. So that's today's reading. Did you catch the part in Genesis where it said, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth and that his heart was broken? God's heart was broken. Why do you suppose that was? Could it be because God loved his creation deeply? But when he saw how wicked man had become, he knew that in order to keep the hurt and pain that would inevitably come as a result of the wickedness, he had to destroy it all? I don't see it as a wrathful action at all, but a loving one, so that the one man who had found favor in the sight of God might survive. I liken this to something like cancer surgery. In order for the body to survive, the cancerous tumor has to be removed. God saw that all mankind had become evil except for this one man. So, for him, for Noah, God removed the cancer, and man began again. What are your thoughts? Comment on the show notes page, would you? LifespringMedia.com. Scroll down to the LifeSpring Family Bible tile and click there. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.